to be like, no, because everybody did it. Everybody did it. Do they still sit on his lap? That's creepy. I'm sorry. That is beyond creepy when you think. If somebody just told you, hey, we got this new holiday. Yeah, you sit on this guy's lap. He's got a disguise on. So you don't really know who he is. He's pretending to be like some, and he's got this suit. So he's just sit on his lap. I don't care how old you are. Sit on his lap and tell him what you want. Yeah, you know, the crazy thing is, you sit on his lap and he tells you what he wants. That ain't going nowhere. That old Santa Claus thing. Man, how that got started. You know, how anybody believed in Santa Claus. I mean, it's just coming down the chimney with a little book coal. It's just like, what were these guys smoking back then? You know, you just can't make this stuff up. They did just make that stuff up. You know? Wow. Yeah, creepy. All right, let's get some sweet soul music. James Brown by Bird. RCT, a sweet Zombo in my brain.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just soulin' and swinging. Oh yeah, oh yeah. We out here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go-go. Just dancing with the music. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Spotlight on the round, y'all. I'm going to look for show. Singing loud to everything, y'all. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
happened to my brain. I'm either feeling very good or else I am insane. The seeds of doubts you planted have started to grow wild, and I feel that I must yield before the wisdom of a child. And it's love you bring, no, that I can't deny. And with your wings, I can learn to fly, sweet young sweet thing. People try to talk to me, their words are ugly sounds. I resist all their attempts to try and bring me down. Turned on to the sunset like I've never been before. I'll listen for your footsteps and your knock upon the door. And it's love you bring, no, that I can't deny. With your wings, I can learn to fly, sweet young thing. And it's love you bring, with dreams of bluer skies, and the morning sings when I see it in your eyes, sweet young thing. Sweet young thing.
If you let your dreams get better, then why? It's a waste of your time. Yeah, all right now. Love makes sweet music, makes you wanna shout. Love makes sweet music, makes you wanna holler, makes you wanna cry, makes you wanna grab her, makes you wanna run to her. At noon at Lonely High Street, bluebird sings and you feel sunshine. Don't you know you're full of moonshine too? Always handy, 'cause when I
much, that much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, and I got a sweet tooth for candy and make him mine, mine, oh mine, yeah, mine, oh mine. The day that I'll take my candy and make him
Mrs. Miller. Yeah, with Sweet Pea, Tommy Rotune, and yeah, Mrs. Alva Miller. She was quite the thing. Yay. Before that, by request for Scott. I think he is still the last guy standing. Oh, what a sweet tune this was. Candy, Big Maybell, forgot about that tune. Man, Big Maybell. Wow. As a singer and a half, literally a singer and a half. Wow. Her version, A Whole Lot of Shakin', is just unbelievable, but we'll do that for another show. But man, the version that Jerry Lee Lewis stole from. So there. The Valentines doing Kevin Ayers' tune, Love Makes Sweet Music. And I thought that was kind of fascinating because Soft Machine originally did that tune. It was kind of like, oh, gets a good tune, but it was really like poorly produced. And then this band actually does a cover of it, and it really was good. Before that, wow, The Monkees, really just probably Mike Nesmith and the Wrecking Crew. Sweet Young Thing from the first Monkees record. Song written by Nesmith with Carole King and Jerry Goffin. So that was kind of all three of those. And that song's only like a minute and 48 seconds. But what a great tune. I remember playing the tambourine to that song for the neighbors. That's right. Went over and put on the Monkees album and played. Yes, sirree. I was a performer back then, man. Imitating James Brown, Man's World. Yeah. You could just see this guy was going nowhere. You could see this kid was just like, got some problems. This kid's got some problems. He doesn't have a lot of talent, but he's got chutzpah. He's got the chutzpah. Yeah. Tambourining and lip syncing James Brown. Damn. Someday this kid's name's going to be up in plastic. Before that, we heard Manto Santa Maria and his orchestra with Sweet Tater Pie. Bobby Bird from Live at the Apollo doing Sweet Soul Music. And Mississippi John Hurt Candyman Blues. Wow. Dang. That's some sweet stuff. Very sweet stuff. And today's show is all about the sweets. It is the top of the food. It's supposed to be in the nutrition pyramid. We're supposed to get very little sweets. And sweets are everywhere. We just love sweets. How do you not like sweets? Cats, I think, are one of the only animals that can't taste sweet. They can't taste it. But we sure can. And the crazy thing is, like, over in Southeast Asia, they have a whole problem with diabetes now because of the stuff called sweet sticky rice. They have this thing called sticky rice, which is, it's rice, then it's, like, supercharged, it's sugary, and it's sticky. And they have it with, like, all their meals. They have sticky rice with all the meal. And what it does, so sticky rice not only gives you diabetes, it gives you what they call skinny fat. Where like you're thin, but you have the diabetes because your sugar intake is crazy. And it constipates the heck out of you. So yeah, ain't that something? There's your tidbits of sweetness today. So next week is going to be a beer party. Yes. Next week we're going to be celebrating the very top of the nutrition pyramid with the very cherry on top, which is beer. After that, you're going to take a journey with me back through 2025. Remember 2025? Well, next week is 2026, where we start writing the wrong dates on the check and we start getting with the Mandela effect, what they say, where you think something some way, but it's really not the other way. Then you start to question your own belief system. For example, Kit Kat. Does Kit Kat have a dash between the kit and the cat? You don't know. Flintstones. How is Flintstones really? Is it F-L-I-N stones or F-I-L-N-S-T? Flintstones. Is it Flintstones or Flint? There's called the Mandela effect, where you actually think some things are a certain way and they're really not. And your brain kind of gets, why is it called the Mandela effect? Because people actually thought for a while that Nelson Mandela was dead. And he really wasn't dead. And they called it the Mandela effect because people really thought he was. Same with Abe Vigoda. People thought for the longest time Abe Vigoda was dead, and he wasn't dead. Yeah. Same with Keith Richards. A lot of people think Keith Richards is still alive. He died 7 years ago. I don't know if you know that or not. I'm just saying. It's that whole Mandela effect. All right, I should tell you something else here on this here radio station. How about something nice? Vibrant communities. Do you know you, because I'm telling you, you're getting all new PSAs today. All new PSAs because they took the old PSA book and they hopped it in the trash for a decade. Oh, it's so sad to see that thing go. We had such grand times with the old PSA book. Going back 20 years, maybe a lot of those phone numbers didn't work. Maybe a lot of the agencies had completely changed. Maybe those websites are gone. But man, we had a heck of a time. We talked about big brothers, gigantic sisters, big gigantic brothers and sisters. That program, remember that? We had Old Economy Village going old school with Old Economy Village. Man, these PSAs just makes me well up, man. Now I just see this blank slate that used to have the PSA book. Now I have to read it off a computer. Wow. So yeah, the PSA book is gone. You will no longer hear favorites like Poison Control. You will no longer hear that. You'll no longer hear about the flaming cheese in the Greek houses. Yeah, it's something. But I got to tell you, vibrant communities, do you know you can support the healthy community and strong local community? It makes you an urban forest advocate. Don't get used to this thing. All right. Do you know that it makes you an urban forest advocate? There, I got it again. I'm going to get this right sooner or later. Do you know that local economy makes you an urban forest advocate? Advocate, I got it right. Okay, move on now. I still can't say hoagies from the Spack Brothers promo, but I got this one. It does now. Get active. A massage from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service. Yeah, that's right. The two guys that still work for the U.S. Forest Service. This station and you, my friends. There you go. Today is All Sweet Stuff, Zombo right in your brain. And I have a repeat show that is on Mondays, 9 to noon. So you can get you can hear one of my older shows. I usually am playing like newer, older shows. I'm playing shows just from like a week or two ago. So you can dig that on Mondays, 9 to noon. I often surprise myself. I'll turn in the radio and I'll go, oh, hey, who's this on the radio? This guy's nut. Oh, that's me. Oh, that's right. We're doing this. I've been doing this radio for 25 years, and it never gets old. Now it's gone, and it's always a new challenge for me. Because after, I know where I was going to go with this real quick. After we're done with the beer party, we're going to recap the finest music of 2025. That's where I was going before I was putting the wrong dates on the check and going through the Mandela effect. It is a recapping. It's probably going to be about 4 weeks. Maybe more, maybe less, of the finest music finds of 2025. Because I do all these theme shows, I never get to play any of the new music I get. I'm always getting new music. I'm like a shark. Always in there looking for new music. Like a shark. Yeah, maybe a little piranha. And then after that, we're going to go through the seven deadly sins. 7 week special. There we go. Going through all seven of the seven deadly fins. The seven deadly fins. That is correct. That's a Brian Eno song, Seven Deadly Fins. But the seven deadly sins will be the next series we're going to tackle after we're done with this food pyramid. I'm done with pyramids for a bit. And Love, Sweet Love, Shocking Blue. This is the band that made the hit Out of Venus, featuring this gorgeous gal. I forget her name. Nobody remembers. She's a gypsy. She's a blue-eyed gypsy with a great voice from Sweden. Shocking Blue, Love, Sweet Love, Zombo in Nine Brain. Today would be nice.
sweet cider she'd sing. We decided to marry, but not until the spring.
She's really frantic, the wildest chick in town. She blows her gauge, flies in a rage, sweet marijuana brown. In her victory garden, the seeds grow all around. She plants, you dig, she's flipped her wig, sweet marijuana brown. She don't know where she's going, she don't care where she's been, but every time you take her out, she's bound to take you in. Boy, that gal needs trouble, you ought to put her down. Get help, take care, look out, beware, oh sweet marijuana brown.
Barney Bygart's Sextet with Sweet Marijuana Brown. Before that, we heard Sweet Cider by Rod Keith. Wow, what a creepy tune, MSR tune that was. That's what else did we hear? What else do we hear? What else do we hear? We heard, oh, Shocking Blue started that set off with Love, Sweet Love. I think that was everything. That's everything? All right, I don't know if we're going to get through this whole song, but how is this ever a hit? And Marcus Aurelius gave me the idea for this. Come on. How do you write this? Sugar Walls. Sheena Easton.
Where I come from, there's a place called heaven. That's a place where all the good children go.
This is creeping me out.
The houses are of silver, the streets of gold. But there's more where you come from, my sugar walls.
I don't know, Oh, I know what she's talking about now. Hey, this is nasty.
There's a fire. You can't fight passion.
Oh, it was written by Prince, that's why. Oh, I get it now. I get it now. That explains a lot. All right, we're done with that. All right, I got a request all the way from Chicago. Mike, here's Sweet Revenge, John Prine. And I'm sure Paul and the CBD show.
Kicked off a Noah's Ark. I turned my cheek to one kind remark. There was two of everything, but one of me. And when the rains came tumbling down, I held my breath and I stood my ground. And I watched that ship go sailing out to sea. Take it back, take it back. Oh no, you can't say that. All of my friends are not dead. O-N-G, yeah. Rock and stone, the black wind still moans. Sweet revenge without fail. Caught an Alcee on a plane, drove an English teacher half insane, making up jokes about bicycle spokes and red balloons. So I called up my local DJ, and he didn't have a lot to say, but the radio has learned all of my favorite tunes. Take it back, take it back. Oh no, you can't say that. All of my friends I'm not dead. O-N-G, yeah. Rock out the stone, the black wind still moans. Sweet revenge without fail. The white meter's on the run, and the dark meter's far too dark. And the milkman left me a note yesterday. You're coming on way too soon. And besides that, we never liked you anyway. Take it back, oh no, you can't say that. All of my friends are not dead. O-N-G, yeah. Rock out the stone, the black wind still moans. Sweet revenge without fail. Sweet revenge will prevail without fail.
When they come home from work, Some evil mothers who tell you everything is just dirt, and that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes, and that children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just a dive. Yeah. And anyone who's ever had a heart, oh, the one turn around.
Every night she falls, and when she does, she says, ain't got nothing at all. She ain't got nothing at all.
There. Velvet Underwear with Sweet Nothing, Lou Reed and Company. Boy, they made Mo Tucker earn her money on that show. Yeah, playing the drums like that. Made her, well, that was the last record, actually. I think it was the, might even been the Yule Brothers. I don't know, yeah, Mo was, who cares, who cares? Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground with Oh Sweet Nothing. Before that, another Lou Reed tune. Louis Allen Reed, Willie Nile doing Sweet Jane. And everything started off with Sweet Revenge. John Prine, Zombo in Your Brain here, man. Coming up on the noon. What a sweet show that today is. Today's show is all about sweet. The top of the food pyramid. What we should eat the least of, which is sad. Sad, because this time of year, sweets is everywhere. And it's good. It's just makes you feel so good. So today's show is all sweet. All sweet. Next week, top of the pyramid, on top of the pyramid, like a cherry, is going to be beer. We're going to have a beer party next week. We'll be into 2026. So, yeah, today is December 26th, 2025. And how about that? Xmas was 2025. If man is still alive. And I should tell you a thing or two or three, but maybe just two. Yeah, because right now we have got all new PSAs here because they got rid of the PSA book. Like I'm saying earlier before, if you're just joining me now, who cares? That's right. These are all new PSAs. It's frightening. Just decades of material into the garbage. You know, all my old PSA favorites. You know, the blood bank, that was a dilly. Man, that was a good one. What are some good ones? The child safety seat. How can we go on without knowing how to do your child safety seat? Brushing your teeth. Remember, it takes, gosh, I'm trying to do these from memory. 25 years of that PSA book, that old binder up there. That's sad. Well, anyhow, I'll tell you what. Let's see. I got this. We still have this. We still have the old, we got to go back some old school. Spack Brothers, there we go. Our old underwriting thing. Spack Brothers, they got pizza. And can't say that word. I can't say the word hoagies. Sad. And wings. And they specialize in vegan, vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza, they don't put any sugar in their sauce. They don't put any bleach in their flour. They don't put anything in anything that doesn't belong anywhere. That's right. That's right. They don't put ammonia in their hair. They don't do that. They don't do, what else? They don't put mercurochrome in their, they don't put any of that stuff anywhere. They don't put paregoric in their vanilla. They don't do nothing. But yeah, they are located at 50. So they know what to do. No refined sugar in their sauce. No unbleached flour in their dough. And no mercurochrome in their, in their vanilla, and no paregoric in their baking powder. They know how to make pizza. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue on Penn Island. And if you've ever been to Penn Island, oh, brother, yabba dabba do, in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Oh, that's nice old school. 412-362-SPAC. Visit them online. Tell them Zombo sent you, and they will have no idea what you're talking about. Because, man, I used to do the Spack Brothers thing back 25 years ago. When now they're probably different brothers. Probably they're like Spack's brothers. And they have no idea what's going on the station. When is this PSA? I mean, this promo. This promo's from 20... What year is this promo from? I think 2013? I don't know. All right, let's see here. That's good enough. Good enough for you. That's enough of that rambling and gambling. So, yeah, Christmas was yesterday. How's that? Nice zip zoom right through Christmas. It always used to be Christmas, always used to be like such a long time away when you were a kid. They used to print in the newspaper, only 37 days till Christmas. Oh, man, 37 days. That's an eternity for a kid. Then it gets here, and then it's like, okay, 364 days till Christmas. Christmas is fun, you know? Well, whatever you're celebrating, it's just nice to have some kind of thing to break up the monotony of day after day after day. Yeah. And then there's some people, so it's kind of weird. There's some people like, oh man, Christmas is so much stress. This is how human beings are. It's like, it's so much stress. It's so much hurt. I hate the holidays. It's so much conflict. Everybody got to buy this. So much stress. So much money I hate the holidays. And then as they get older, they have less and less family. And then they got no family. It's like, oh man, I hate the holidays. I'm all alone. It's crazy, isn't it? Because human beings just aren't wired to be, unless you're Zombo. I am a happy dude, man. I'll tell you, unless you're me, join the First Church of Z, where it's pure joy. Yeah, 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 and yeah. No fancy religion. No suppression of your, you just pure joy of life. Ain't that a dilly? And memories are made of this. A little sweet, sweet tune for Marcus Aurelius.
The sweet, sweet memories you gave of me, you can't beat. The memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
The memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave
made of this.
The memories you gave.
Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat.
One house where lovers dwell. Three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days. See how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor. With
sweet, sweet
his blessings from above. Serve it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
One man, one wife, one love through life.
Memories
are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave
me. Memories are made of this.
Every morning at the beauty shop in his pink sports car with his chartreuse top, kinda narrow at the shoulder and wide in the rear. Everybody knew there was something kinda queer about John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Sweet John.
Big pedal pushers and nylon hose, purple wedges with open toes. He drank his milk from a dirty old glass. Everybody knows you didn't give no sass to Big John. Somebody said he came from out in L.A. where he got in some trouble and he had to run away. A smashing blow from his mighty purse put a California fella in the back of a hearse. Big John did.
Big sweet John.
Big John.
Then came the day back in 44 when John said, boys, I'm off to the war. I'll join the wax and we'll serve Aunt Sam. But John couldn't pass a physical exam. All of the girls at the beauty salon said there's one good thing about Big Sweet John. Whether it was Pat or Bruce or Mike, he never met a man that he didn't like.
Big John, Big John,
Big Sweet John.
Big John turned hippie out in L.A., where everybody knew he was really gay. You just look at him with that big old grin. Yeah, I'll see you next week at the Love Inn.
Big John.
Big sweet John.
Sugar from a honey, your thrifty kisses.